On Wall Street today, it was all downhill. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 13th day of May. Thanks, as always, everybody, for being with us again today. The trade war between the U.S. and China, well, that sucked the air out of everything. And yeah, we've got the details for you. That Uber IPO today went from bad to worse. Big shakeup at Bed Bath & Beyond. Investigators are recording thousands of items destroyed on purpose by Amazon. Drug makers are in the hot seat. Speaking of hot, consumers are given the green light to sue Apple over its App Store. And because it's Monday, we've got Laura Kennard from dmbizmixer.com and Drake University. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, today China said they are retaliating against the United States and slapped tariffs of anywhere from 5 to 25% on over 5,100 U.S. products, or roughly $60 billion worth of goods. This, of course, is a direct result of the U.S. government imposing significant tariffs on Chinese goods imported to this country. The announcement came less than 2 hours after President Trump warned Beijing not to retaliate after China said that, quote, "We will never surrender to external pressure," end quote. All of this had a major impact on U.S. stocks as the Dow sank by over 600 points, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by over 269 points, or 3.4%. What is the hit to you, the consumer? Well, analysts say that increased tariffs on Chinese goods will hike consumer prices. According to Catherine Russ, an economics professor at the University of California, the latest tariffs will add another $500 a year in costs for the average U.S. household. Another estimate says the tariffs announced last year will cost consumers an average of $767 a year. Meanwhile, Wall Street was in a snit, and I will share all the numbers from Wall Street a little bit later in the newscast. Well, you might say, and we will, that the most watched IPO of the spring has not gone very well. After its initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange on Friday, Uber's stock value has been trading well below its IPO price. At the end of its first day of trading, 81% of the $29.5 billion of equity the company had raised, that was underwater. It's the biggest first-day dollar loss in U.S. IPO history, and today wasn't much better. The stock was down another 12.5%. In a letter sent out to Uber employees, the company CEO wrote, quote, "Today is another tough day in the markets, and I expect the same as it relates to our stock. But it is essential for us to keep our eye on the long-term value of Uber for our customers, partners, drivers, and investors," end quote. He also compared Uber's IPO to those of Amazon and Facebook. And he wrote, "Remember that the Facebook and Amazon post-IPO trading was incredibly difficult for those companies. And look at how they have delivered since. Our road will be the same," end quote. A major shakeup today over Bed Bath & Beyond as longtime CEO Stephen Tamaris stepped down under pressure from a group of activist investors that have been pushing for his ouster and a shakeup of the home goods retailer's board. The retailer has struggled to keep pace with changing consumers' tastes and shopping habits, reporting a 1.1% growth in sales last year, compared with over 22% growth in 2003 when Tamaris took over as CEO. The company's shares have lost nearly, get this, 80% of their value in the past 5 years. In a statement, Bed Bath & Beyond said it had named Mary Winston, former chief financial officer at Family Dollar Stores and currently on Bed Bath's board, as the interim CEO. Retail. Tough. Well, two investigations have found that Amazon warehouses destroy unsold items. Sometimes those items are worth hundreds of dollars. In a documentary for a French TV station, it's called M6, a journalist went undercover at an Amazon warehouse in France. The reporter secretly filmed a designated destruction zone where items are put in the trash. Items thrown away in front of the journalist included toys, books, nappies, and flat-screen TVs. The documentary aired in January and reported that the practice was widespread in French Amazon warehouses. One of Amazon's smallest warehouses in the country sent 293,000 items to the scrap heap in just 9 months, while it obtained documents showing more than 3 million products were destroyed in France last year. Meanwhile, a British newspaper, The Mail on Sunday, sent its own undercover reporter to a warehouse in the UK. The reporter asked a manager about unsold items, to which the manager responded, quote, "Well, some are returned, but some are also destroyed," end quote. Amazon is not commenting on either stories other than to say that the company often works with nonprofits to send unwanted items to them. Well, shares of some of the world's biggest makers of generic drugs dropped today on news of a lawsuit by more than 40 states accusing the companies of conspiring to fix the price of more than 100 products in the United States. Mylan, Novartis, and Teva Pharmaceutical Industries were among the 20 drug makers and subsidiaries sued by state attorneys general. More than a dozen executives from the companies were also named in the civil complaint, which was filed in federal court in Connecticut. The states say the pharmaceutical companies conspired with one another to fix prices and carve up markets for medicines among themselves rather than compete on price. Executives used industry dinners, cocktail parties, and golf outings to perpetuate the scheme, in addition to communicating through text messages and telephone calls. Speaking of legal, Apple today saw its stock go down by nearly 6%, but it was not the only bit of bad news for the Cupertino, California company. The U.S. Supreme Court said today that consumers could move forward with lawsuits that accuse Apple of monopolizing the market for iPhone software applications and forcing them to overpay. In a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision to allow the proposed class action lawsuit to proceed. The plaintiffs have said that the company requires apps to be sold through its app store and extracts an excessive 30% commission on purchases. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh, an appointee of President Donald Trump, joined the court's four liberal justices to rule against Apple, and he also wrote the decision. Well, stocks fell sharply today, with the Nasdaq having its worst day of the year as the U.S.-China trade war intensified. The Dow tumbled 617 points, or nearly 2.4%, to end at 25,324, posting its worst session since January 3rd. The S&P 500 also had its worst day since early January, falling by 2.4% to end the day at 2811, and the Nasdaq sank by 3.4% to 7647. At its low of the day, the Dow had fallen as much as 719 points. Trade bellwether Caterpillar fell 4.6%, while Apple dropped 5.8%. Boeing shares declined by more than 4.5% amid speculation the airplane maker could be singled out by China in the trade war. The utilities and real estate sectors, considered by investors to be defensive spaces in the market, were the only ones in the S&P 500 to close higher today. Despite the tension between the world's two largest economies, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said yesterday that Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are likely to meet at the June G20 summit in Japan. Kudlow says the chances of such a meeting were really pretty good, but added there is no concrete definite plans at this time for when the U.S. and Chinese negotiators will meet again. The volatility in the equities boosted the price of gold today. The precious metal was up $13.20 to close at $1,300.60 an ounce. Oil fell again today, down by 81 cents to $60.85 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was pushed down, now paying 2.40%. Click ahead for Laura Kennard from Drake University and dmbizmixer.com as we talk about business education, networking, and funding, not only in the Greater Des Moines Metro, but across the state. That's next on the Business News Hour.